Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Let's go over here. 48 days, 49? I don't know. We're near 50. No 50 arrests. And this week, the sheriff running the investigation, Nanos, exposed for lying under oath about his own law enforcement background. Surprise. A formal recall is now in motion. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the lying under oath. They asked him, you know, had there ever been any sort of suspensions or any sort of disciplinary records or disciplinary actions in your past? Nope, not that I'm aware of. Turns out there was. It goes way back. It goes back to the 70s and 80s, actually, in El Paso. But there's quite a storied history over there that, you know, kind of rushed away to the past. But there was a lot. There was a lot of issues that Nanos allegedly has in his past. And I guess more than anything else, not necessarily just the issues, it's the credibility factor. This is a man who already has had his credibility drug through the mud, really by his own doing. And then you add this to it. It's just kind of like, all right, are we wondering why no one's found Nancy? This might be where to start. I mean, Jen, what's your thoughts on this new revelation as we get into the weeds more on the people that are behind the investigation into finding Nancy Guthrie?
Okay. So, first of all, I'll say this. I think it's important to understand how a recall works. So a petition has to be signed in his case by 120,000 people that are eligible to vote. I mean, it's so funny. I keep seeing everybody on Twitter. How do I vote?
You can't. You have to be there and be a resident. Yeah.
Like, well, you have to be a resident, have to be legal. You have to be eligible to vote, blah, blah, blah. And so that's number one. So basically, they're going to have to get about 1,000 votes a day. It's a lot of, or signatures and, you know, votes, however you want to call it, signatures on this petition. I researched this.
Yeah.
Because Robin loves research.
I'm popping on again right now as you're not speaking.
Robin.
And I mean, now that I come on with you guys, now that Robin is also involved, I'm like, gosh, I gotta do numbers. Gotta get some numbers here. So anyway, the numbers don't look good for successful recalls.
No, they don't.
Back in, I think it was, I don't have my notes right here, but I want to say just as recently as 2014 in Pima County, they tried to recall that sheriff. Yeah. In Maricopa County, they've reached out or tried to recall a sheriff. In another county, they tried to recall it. Like this is not unusual, to be honest. And let's also keep in mind who started the recall. The opposition. His opposition started the recall. So this didn't come from citizenry. Mm-hmm. It came from the opposition. So I just think it's important to understand how this works. If they get 120,000 votes, then there is a recall election. Mm-hmm. And somebody or more than one person, whoever is eligible to run for that post or position, can be on that ballot. And then there will actually be a recall election. So my only point is, or one of my only points, well, my first point is just, I like to understand how all this works. And the second point is, this isn't going to happen overnight.
No, no. 120 days to get 120,000 signatures. Recall elections, typically about a 17% success rate of even getting there to the actual recall election, because like you said, about 1,000 signatures a day, and they have to be valid and they have to be verified. It can't just be, hey, put your signature down with no phone number. Like, you have to, like, it's fill it out and then verified. So 120,000, and I looked at the stats on this too, and I know Robin's like waiting for stats.
I'm going to them all now, man.
I'm telling you the ones I know off the top of my head from doing this one. So if you're wanting to get 120 valid signatures, because that's what you're going to need, they need to be valid, you need to get roughly probably about 160,000 people to sign this thing, because you're going to have several thousand that are just not going to be valid. So you have to rank higher than that. And you're talking about a county that's pretty damn split on whether they like Nanos or not. The rest of us out here in the ether, yes, we all criticize him and this or that. There's half of the area that thinks he's dandy and they voted for him. So you got that going on. Robin?
Yeah, probability 10 to 17%.
Yeah.
And that's actually, when you're going down to probability, and this is based on the number of eligible voters, the number of people that actually voted in the election of Nanos, they need about 25% of the total people that actually voted for Nanos to actually go back to the polls actually on the recall. So overall probability, taking all these things into account that you're highlighting, Tony, overall probability of successful removal combined, 5 to 15%.
Yeah. You going to put any money down on that one on the poly markets?
I'm not.
I don't think I would either. I don't know that they have enough people. Number one, just the manpower to do it is insane. I mean, can it be done on something, you know, where people are really, really driven? Yes. I don't know that you're going to have enough people that are driven on this.
No, and also to Jen's, you know, notice, Tony, yours, the people that initiated this was not the population, which you then have a higher chance and probability of getting that 25%. This is done by political opposition. And political opposition to Nanos in this county has been huge. You know, when I look back at the naysayers about him, remember, I did a lot of research on him individually when all these things were coming out. Remember, he's batting 500 across the country when it comes to his statements, misstatements, and granted, he's got a great department underneath him because their clearance rate is so high comparatively. I mean, I think you're on with me last time, one of the times we were talking about it, Jen. I mean, he had 100%, his department had 100%, granted only 12 for 12 in homicides last year, but overall in the last 5 years has been in the 90s and the 60s for every other department. So he's got a very strong department, but there's a lot of infighting. There is turnover, there's issues, but you always got to ask yourself that question. Are the things that people are saying, is it politically driven or data driven? And that's where these things get really, really tricky to figure out, because that you're trying to assess, is this righteous or is it a grudge? It's very, which also could be exactly the same.
Is someone hijacking it too? Is the political opposition hijacking the anger for Nanos right now to use it for their own advantage?
And last point on this. And the problem with all this is it's such noise distracting for what really needs to be done, not just in Nancy's case, but in all the cases they're covering. This is a huge county. The number of sworn here is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a suburban area, but with a high population because it covers so much territory. So every time they're spending time with this noise, it's distracting from doing the righteous work on behalf of the people.
Yeah. No.
I'm off my soapbox.
No, it is. I mean, it's... one of the things I think that a lot of people, you know, because they're going to compare what these new findings, and we're learning a lot about the 80s and Nanos. I think it'd be interesting to do like an 80s AI of Nanos, you know, in an 80s scenario or something, and dressed up in the 80s. Like, what does Nanos look like in 82? Yeah, I mean, it turns out he got fired the day I was born, or we stepped down the day I was born in 82. I was doing that story earlier today. But people are going to look at this and they're going to go, okay, if I lied on my resume, if I pretended that I didn't have all these disciplinary things going on against me, and each of them had different levels of severity. Some were just tardiness to the job. Some were more serious. Some were assault on, I mean, there was like some serious issues that were being brought up against Nanos back in the day, but there was quite a few. He had a track record of kind of being a tornado wherever he goes. People are going to look and go, well, if I lied on my resume and they found out later, I wouldn't be able to keep my job. Yeah, but you're not an elected, official, and that's different. You can do that. You can lie all you want, and if the people vote for you, they vote for you. Should there be more levers that can be pulled in situations like this, or are we in a, or is this a good thing that we have? It is as difficult as it is to recall someone like this, Jen.
Well, I just think that there are so many factors to look at. I mean, you know, and I think the reason Robin and I, look, armchair quarterbacking a case is so easy. Uh-huh. Because we sit here and we can talk about all the mistakes. I mean, there are some glaring mistakes. And at the end of the day, Nanos is in charge of this case, even though he likely didn't make several of these calls. For instance, to clear the crime scene after 20 hours and to just, I think he just trusted his people. Mm-hmm. I remember he was out at a basketball game having a good time right at the beginning. I mean, his optics driving around in that white multicolored vet, just, you know,
nice car.
It's a beautiful car. And I don't judge anybody. Look, I think it's great when people succeed. I love people to succeed, to save up and have those gizmos that they want. But he's just such a bad optic right now when everything is on him. I mean, if I were like consulting for him, I would just say, can you just please stay behind your desk? Just do your work and try to get this case solved. So to me, a lot of it is the optics.
Yeah.
Yes, he lied. And that, I tell you, in the Bureau, you lie, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
We have such a strict policy on that. But a lot of these don't. And he's an elected official.
Yeah. And the challenge with the optics and why it's so important, you know, and Jen brings up a great point, is like, he's not the one really making the calls and all this. It's the lead investigator, whoever that is, because again, their department's very strong in this. But here's the problem with the optics. Optics drive public sentiment. And so think about this. If you had someone sitting on a fence that has a tip they think might be, or someone even closer to this guy, or someone that might be teetering with their own safety about whether it's safe to actually call on this tip, and regardless of money or not, because they fear for their lives. If the optic is that the clown at the top is a buffoon, would you really trust that this clown can keep you safe if you call on that tip? That's one of the reasons why optics are so important, because even though he has nothing to do with it, that optic is that he does. And so that's why it really goes an awful long way, because again, he's the face of the department. Public trust and confidence in their institution, organizations, that the person at the top has to display. You should have trust and confidence. And if someone's acting like that, irrespective of the impact they may or may not have on the investigation, you got to change their behavior.
This is, I mean, it's a prime lesson in Know who you're voting for. Don't just go with the one that you saw the most signs for in people's yards. Go for what you actually believe in, what you know, because I think if people had done a little more research on this guy, I mean, they already voted him once and he lost and then he came back. So people did have some history on the guy. I don't know. I mean, our elected officials are a reflection of us. And unfortunately, the reflection is very much looking back at people who are not very aware of what's going on around them.
And good point by Candy Corner Cornette right there. If he lied once, he's going to do it again. Yeah, you know, again, that arc of behavior.
That's his whole track record. It goes back to the 70s.
Long arc, man. Arc of controlling the narrative. You know, I don't like accusing people of lying, but people do like to control narratives to their advantage.
So he lied under oath about his history. That's where the lie came in. And again, I mean, it's like others, you know, when people get caught in this may have the foresight to go, you know what? Yeah, I kind of really screwed up. Maybe I should step down at some point. I don't expect that from him whatsoever. He's going to keep treading the course until I'm guessing he's out of office because this time has run up. But the one other thing on this, we were talking earlier, I know you guys both have some thoughts. Not that it necessarily matters either way on this case, but some more interesting thoughts are coming about of Porch Guy, of what was going on with the foliage before he goes over and puts the foliage on top of the camera. Was there a key? I know there's some thoughts that you guys have. Jen, what's your thoughts on that? Do you think he was looking for a key out there, and did he get a key?
I actually don't think that.
No?
I mean, when I initially heard that, I watched it, you know, 20 times like everybody else has. Mm-hmm. That particular, I don't think he was looking for a key. I think he, as an after, see how he knocks? So what his right hand is doing is knocking or trying to get, you know, on the camera, right? And then his left hand is actually, I think, trying to open the door. Because as I've said, I really believe he has an accomplice that's already in there. And mm-hmm. his job is to disable the camera. Again, this is my hypothetical. This is just what I believe from all I have seen. And so then I think he goes back and I'm not sure, but it just looks like he puts that up there. Like, pay attention. Because why wouldn't you? Let me just ask it. See right here? That's all I have to do to cover my camera.
Yeah. So
why would I go like this? You know, to cover my camera. So I just wonder. I mean, I just try to look at things logically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there was an accomplice, how would that other accomplice be in there and not have been caught on this camera unless we're talking about another entry point or something?
Oh, no. The other entry point, I believe, and always has believed,
okay.
I believed, is the back. And remember, do you remember the locksmith going? He fiddled around with that back door. The locksmith, mm-hmm. the camera. I mean, he's there doing something with that back door. So that's why I think that's the entry. And they said, well, we're not going to take her out where we went in because we got to walk around the whole house. Just think mm-hmm. of all the cameras that could possibly see us.
So you think they gained entry through a back door, which makes more sense because there's a double gate on that front door and the back doors didn't have camera coverage on them. And even the side windows didn't, and they weren't double barred or anything. So why wouldn't they go through another egress instead of going through the front door with his camera? What are your thoughts on that?
So my thought is that you have where the car would be, that circle drive is right there. So basically now you have Wounded Nancy and you literally have to walk such a short distance compared to taking her out, walking around the entirety of the house, not 100% understanding where other cameras are and if you're going to get caught on a motion camera or anything else from a neighbor. Remember, and they did recon, it would seem, there was a camera that was on the roof. Are they worried about being caught with that camera seeing them? Remember one that points out to the pool too, kind of that back region. So I just think they didn't want to carry her all that way.
So why wouldn't you come out the front door rather than trying to go in it if you're already in the house? I'm thinking out loud on this one, because the other thing that I was on Nancy Grace the other day, and I didn't know this. I hadn't heard it anywhere. You probably have. You're covering it much more thoroughly. Apparently, there was a one of the theories why there's no visual on a car is because there's an abandoned house near this as well that they think might have been used as a staging area. Had you heard anything about that?
Wow. And I thought my hypotheticals, just hypothetically speaking, that somebody else was involved was a reach. I see that as a huge reach.
Had you heard of an abandoned house? I hadn't heard of an abandoned house before.
I've heard so much now about this neighbor house.
And I know.
This and these poor neighbors that just moved out, which they would have planned well in advance. They have to.
So that's what it was, neighbors that moved out?
Well, that's the only house I know about and that they weren't in anymore. I've heard a lot about that, so maybe somebody's extra.
That must have been that one they're talking about.
Why would you be using a house in the neighborhood for stage? I mean, that close to their actual, like, why does it even make any sense?
No,
you know?
Well, it gives these people a lot of credit for being smart, too. Remember, well, all these people are morons.
Assuming it's like a diehard operation. Yeah. There's just so many pieces to this case. If this were, let's go down the road, because there's a lot of folks I know that it's got their theory on what happened here. Mm-hmm. But one of the big ones still is that this was a kidnapping that went wrong. Okay, let's say it was a kidnapping that went wrong. And if you're going to kidnap, assuming for money, there's got to be a purpose for it, not just to have the company of Nancy Guthrie with you until she dies. If this was a kidnapping for money, money's been on the table, whether she's alive or dead, for this whole thing. So if this was in fact that, and it went wrong, and she's dead, why didn't anybody come in to get not the reward, but to get the ransom, to get the body? Or did somebody calculate them and go, just too risky? They could catch us in some way trying to make this transaction, and I'm not going to go there. But wouldn't it be the same calculated risk if she even was alive and you're going to try and make some sort of transaction? It seems to be the same level of risk either way, unless they just had a change of heart once they realized that they got her and she died.
I'm glad you asked this question. I think I have a very simple answer.
Yeah.
There's no proof of life. There was no proof of life.
But they said they'd give the money even if she was dead.
Well, that was well after, I think, whatever their decisions were made to abort, abort, abort.
Okay, yeah. So
that came on way down the line now. Yeah. Like day 5 or something like that, where they said that. And I think that's why they're still saying that. I mean, that's still their position.
Or did these people get rid of the body and there's no body to give back?
That's the point. They aborted. Yeah. They were aborted in Mexico or some other place. It would be so easy to put her in that trunk and drive to Mexico.
Yeah.
As long as they're citizens and then they could get back. I mean, that's what I would have done. It's kind of a long time, an hour or so, to have a body in your trunk, but mm-hmm. look at the hour of the night, just roll through, never to be seen again. Now, is it more statistically likely she's very close in that proximity? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, bodies in trunks can last a long time before somebody sniffs them and says, hey, there's something up here. Look at the David case.
I was just thinking exactly that, David. Yeah.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Every friend group has that one person who puts their card down for brunch and sends the Venmo request.
If that's you and your Venmo balance is poppin', you need a Venmo debit card so you can spend your balance instantly. No transferring anything, no waiting around.
So as soon as you get paid back for brunch, you can pay for those concert tickets you've been eyeing or put it toward your next night out.
Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance.
Learn more about the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/card. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank, N.A., ID verification required.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest.
and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.